It was a day like any other day. There wasn't anything that ever tried to get in my way until I listened to pieces of a radio show, and they were talking about a very touching depart. We are with heavy hearts bringing word of this news. It seems the end of the world will be arriving today. So said a so-and-so leader from land far away, speaking a tone that barely covered the sound of a cry. And they were covering the sky up two by two, and conquering all the crescent moon, all flying so far away from here. Playing a half-finished game with no save now. I leave a barely read textbook in the drawer. When do the shakes ever stop? With this, I'm barely breathing. So put my headphones on instead. And I don't know what was the name of the song. The title always ends up being a note. Just then a whisper ding in my ear, becoming louder. Hey, do you wanna try and survive? I think I feel the whole world around me shaking. I think I feel the skyline above me falling down. Now I think that I must really be wrong about hearing this voice, since it sounded just like me. If you now run about 20 seconds that way and over past a hill, but I know that you'll understand this soon. I swear that these words are never false or otherwise, so run up the hill right ahead. To the people it all crowded, although the crying and screaming it all mixed in. Whether a man or a woman didn't really care, since it is the end. Another shriek from the crowd, it was a 10-year-old girl. He's all ready to pray, an older priest. And all alone I will follow through orders to go beyond that old hill ahead. With headphones, gotta listen to get out of this. And down to 12, you've got no time to slow down. But at this rate, everything will be gone in a flash. So I don't really have much of a choice. I couldn't take the sound of it any longer. The crying and the tears were just starting to form now. Doesn't matter why, but the song of the people would never stop singing, although now it was ending. You better hurry now that you have 1 minute. But hearing all those words, they didn't matter anymore. Cause that faraway hill now that would save my life was staring straight at me right in the face. As all the breath inside had begun to move out, standing was a wall that was colored the shade of sky. And behind that wall stood a murder of a scientist that said, oh, how perfect, with a standing ovation. I don't understand, and standing from above, looking down on my town, it looked to be just like something out of a science test. Guess we don't need this, as they threw in a bombshell and let the whole town now just be gone in an instant. They told me I had lived my whole life in a small box. I didn't even hear many words they were saying to me now. I could just stare blankly at the bitter remnants of a life that never taught me much about the world, and head to phone still ringing in the slightest. I'm so sorry and held back a cry.